SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Today's topic is something we all grapple with at some point. Fear. Ever felt like that monster under the bed was real? Or maybe it's more like a looming deadline or public speaking gig that has you sweating buckets. We've all been there. Fear is a natural human emotion, but what separates the brave from the timid isn't the absence of fear, it's how we handle it. And guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us overcome fear and build unshakable courage. So, buckle up, because we're diving into five key takeaways that can transform your relationship with fear, turning it from a paralyzing force into a stepping stone for greatness. First things first, understanding that fear is often based on what-ifs and imagined worst-case scenarios. It's like our minds are running a 24/7 horror movie marathon, but in reality, most of those fears never materialize. By recognizing this tendency, we can start to detach from the emotional rollercoaster that fear takes us on. Think about it. How many times have you worried about something, only for it to turn out completely fine? Stoicism teaches us to focus on what's actually happening right now, not some hypothetical future filled with imagined anxieties. Number 2. Acceptance. This one can be a tough pill to swallow because we often resist things we don't like, including fear. But here's the thing, resistance only amplifies the fear. Instead, Stoicism encourages us to accept our fears as part of the human experience. It's like acknowledging a grumpy coworker you might not enjoy their company, but you can learn to manage them. Acknowledge your fear without judgment, then ask yourself, what can I control in this situation? Focusing on what's within your power shifts the energy from feeling overwhelmed to feeling empowered. Next up, number 3. Reframing. This is where things get really interesting. Stoicism teaches us to reframe our perspective on challenges. Instead of seeing a daunting obstacle, imagine it as an opportunity for growth. Remember that time you were terrified of public speaking but then nailed that presentation? Then, that's reframing in action. We can choose to view fear as a signal that we're stepping outside our comfort zone, which is where real learning and personal development happen. Now, number 4. Visualization. Stoics believed in the power of the mind. They practiced visualizing themselves overcoming challenges and achieving their goals. This helps build mental resilience and confidence. So, next time you feel fear creeping in, close your eyes and imagine yourself successfully navigating that situation. Visualize the steps you'll take, the courage you'll exhibit, and the positive outcome you desire. And finally, number 5. Action. Remember that just do it mentality? Stoicism emphasizes taking action even when we feel fear. Think of it like this. A muscle only grows stronger through consistent exercise. The more we face our fears head-on, the less power they have over us. So, what's one small step you can take today to confront a fear that's been holding you back? Ever felt stuck in that rut because of a fear? Maybe it's asking for a raise at work, starting that side hustle you've always dreamed of, or even just striking up a conversation with someone new. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She had this incredible talent for baking, but she was terrified to sell her creations at local markets. She imagined people rejecting her cookies, critiquing her recipes, and feeling embarrassed. But then, one day, she decided to apply the Stoic principles we're discussing today. She started by acknowledging her fear without judgment, reframed it as an opportunity for growth, visualized herself successfully selling her treats, and took the leap of faith by setting up a small stall at the market. Guess what? She not only sold out in hours, but also received glowing reviews and built a loyal customer base. Sarah's story is a perfect example of how embracing Stoicism can empower us to overcome fear and achieve our goals. So, let's recap. We learned that fear often stems from imagined scenarios, acceptance helps us manage it, reframing challenges as opportunities fuels our courage, visualization builds mental strength, and taking action turns dreams into reality. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to fear. Don't let it hold you back any longer. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to face a fear head on? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's inspire each other to live bolder, more courageous lives. And don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Stoic Blueprint for your daily dose of wisdom and motivation. Until next time, keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.